and greetings to today's truth-provided audio clip. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry, doing my part as one of many watchmen on the wall. The website where you can find all that I'm about to share with you, and much, much more, is, of course, www.remnantofgod.org. In today's quick audio clip, I would like to touch on an article that came out back in May of this year, 2006. Headline, House Favor Police State Rules. This came out of freemarketnews.com on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006. The article goes on to say, last week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 327-96 in favor of passing a national intelligence bill reminiscent of laws created in police state nations, according to Online Journal and other sources. The bill, H.R. 5020, proposes to create a number of sweeping changes to intelligence agencies in the name of stopping terrorists and securing top-secret information. The House bill has several provisions to crack down on the intelligence leaks. But critics are concerned that the legislation will be used to hide information from the public and target journalists. Anyone who receives intelligence leaks could be subject to sanctions, including people in the media and government workers, which could have their pensions assets confiscated if they are involved with an information leak. Opponents of the bill argue that the bill could also transform the nation's intelligence agencies into policing agencies by giving them extra powers. The CIA was created in order to conduct foreign operations. However, one controversial section of the bill would grant the CIA and NSA authority to arrest Americans in the U.S. for any felony, regardless of a crime's relevance to national security. The bill would also make it clear that it is legal for the CIA and NSA to conduct warrantless wiretaps and arrests. Now, ordinarily, as many of you know, I don't like to comment on, let alone post, alternate source news articles like, Free Market News Network or whatever. But however, this one happens to hit the nail right on the head. Besides, we can no longer trust the mainstream media anyway. You know, either they're going to bow to government pressure just by them flexing their muscles, or they're going to bow to the fact that they're going to lose their pensions, as we just found in this article. They have shown a two-faced agenda for many years now, the media. We already know that it's totally controlled, and I did some research the other day, and I found that there's only five companies in the United States of America that control everything you see or hear. Everything on the radio and everything on the TV is absolutely positively controlled by only five companies now in the USA. So that makes it a little easier for them to control. And speaking of the media, the fact they all still claim a 757 left a 16-foot hole in the Pentagon without any carnage, you know, dead bodies, or debris from the plane, proves they don't care that we know they're lying, or they're too scared to tell the truth. I mean, they're more concerned with the pressure tactics forcing them to comply than to actually report on the truth. This H.R. 5020 bill will most likely be used against those that refuse to bow to Roman pressure in reporting what is true in the media. Both the media and government workers are being targeted here simply because the wicked ones don't want the real truth to be made known. It's obvious. They can't stop the people from being shocked by their outrageous, mad scientist-type desires. So they brainstormed and came up with a plan to pass laws that will remove their pensions if they talk. That usually stops most folks because of the American dream being a way of life for so many. If those working in the media or government offices publicly state that they have proof it wasn't a 757 hit at the Pentagon, or they know the government purposely laid back on Katrina, for example, they'll be censured and financially crippled, and they know it. So they clam up and do as they are told. What's worse, the 911 and Katrina situations are just two of literally hundreds of evil acts committed by the Roman puppets in Washington that the media and government people know about. So laws must be put into place because they simply can't effectively kill all of them off. Too many people working in government and the media know their plans because people talk. Come on, it doesn't take a neurosurgeon to figure this stuff out. I mean, you know, you've got friends that work with you, and people talk. So they know it's all a bunch of lies. And yes, we know too, even though they're not telling us, we know. I mean, we're not stupid. At least the grand majority of us aren't stupid. You know, there are some people that, well, I won't say they're stupid, they just don't want to believe it. Because I have run into people on the street that just don't want to believe that their government would do such things. Which, denial is always an easy way out for some, I guess. This so-called terrorist war is being used yet again to take away freedoms and tighten the noose on any and all citizens they deem a threat. And again, I have said this in the past and I repeat it here today. Do not protest such movements of Rome via Washington. This was prophesied and must happen. protesting it will not stop what the Lord stated will indeed occur. So why bother? I mean, what do you think? You're going to stop prophecy? Is the Lord going to all of a sudden change the Bible? Besides, if you protest, it will only serve to make you a target. You will literally be financially crippled, or physical destruction will be your end. It won't slow the forward movement at all. Anyway, no matter what you do, the only thing you can do now is get your house ready. Prophecy does declare many strange laws will be enforced that will eventually lead to the mark of the beast. They need these laws to get their work done for Satan. Whether they know it or not doesn't make any difference now at this point, because Satan has already structured the U.S. government along with the Roman government in such a way that there's so many people in there, it's so many things happening at the same time, you just can't stop it. It just can't be stopped now. And I say let the hopeless soul have his day. For ours will be eternal. Praise the Lord. We are getting that much closer to home. If you want more information about this bill, H.R. 5020, go to my not-so-breaking news page, and you can surf to the article with the headline that I started this Truth-Provided audio clip with. The headline read, House Favor, Police State Rules. Well, that's it for today's Truth-Provided audio clip. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministries saying until next time, I pray the Lord blesses you and yours with the desire to be the Christian He created you to be. Thank you for listening to WTPR. And remember, the truth is provided in the Word of God. God bless.